This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on May Day in Memphis, Istanbul, and Bengaluru. The first May Day in the United States saw 300,000 people hit the streets in solidarity with the issues of workers. Fast forward to 2014, there was not a single note in any of my local papers that I read daily or the national ones about any notion of May Day even existing for workers in America. But May Day still has meaning and power. The Times did mention the fact that 40,000 protesters defied the Turkish government's ban on any May Day parades and went into the square and stood and talked and protested in the face of water trucks and gas canisters. The highlights of my May Day, surprisingly, were on Skype. I spoke with Suresh Kadashian, Acorn International's organizer in Bengaluru, about our street vendors union, 5-mile march between the markets and the government, where people demanded critical improvements and protections for our members. This was going to be our coming out party, so to speak, with 1,500 of our members hitting the streets. I can hardly wait to see the pictures. Later in the day, I gave the Skype keynote, who knew there could be such a thing a couple of years ago, to a special May Day greeting of a new labor community alliance called, appropriately, Put the People First, that was meeting in Memphis at St. Patrick's Catholic Church. Believe me, it's not the same as being there, but at least I could see some of the folks in the camera's eye of the computer. And every once in a while, hear static, which actually turned out to be applause. Put the People First is loosely connected to the growing phenomenon in the South of coalitions coming to terms with the need to stand up for progressive values and issues despite the array of forces opposing change. In Georgia, Moral Mondays have gotten attention, and a similar effort on Tuesdays in the Carolinas has also stepped up and into action. Put the People First combines unions of university workers, bus drivers, fast food, and other workers, along with civil rights groups, environmental efforts, and community efforts like those of my friends with the Vance Avenue Collaborative, still celebrating a recent victory in preventing the destruction of the last public housing complex in Memphis, the Foot Homes. In March, this alliance assembled more than 350 people in Nashville for a protest at the state legislature, raising the issues of minimum wages, worker protections, health care, and education. The coming months are also filled with action plans. This is going to be a group to watch. Here's a salute to everyone, though, in Istanbul, Bengaluru, and yes, Memphis, and everywhere else where workers and others continue to stand up for justice around the world in one of the few days we can still claim as our own without fear of commercialization or commodification to speak clearly about our solidarity and keep our fires burning. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.